listening to a podcast from Victory.
Thank you, RB. Na-appreciate ko ang iyong hairstyle, so tuloy mo lang yan. Magandang hapon muli sa ating lahat. Ako po si James and I'm one of the pastors. And again, we are Victory. We are here to honor God and make disciples. Tayo po ay nasa ika-apat na linggo na ng ating series, Future Hope. Yes, it's future hope. Yan po ang gusto po nating i-communicate sa ating lahat, that we have this hopeful expectation in the future. Despite the uncertainties brought about by the pandemic po, no? Alam naman po natin na marami po mga nagsasabi na ito na nga ba yung signs of the end times. Itong mga recent events where there are natural calamities, no? Like for example, there was flooding, massive flooding in Europe. Nagkaroon po ng earthquake somewhere in Haiti, flooding in China. And in fact, the chaos and violence happening in Myanmar or in Afghanistan. Ito na po ba yung sinasabi nilang we are in the end times? Alam niyo po, sa kalagitnaan po ng walang kasiguraduhan, tayo po bilang po mga mananampalataya, alam po natin, meron po tayong kasiguraduhan. In fact, ito pong ating kasiguraduhan ay nabanggit po ni Apostle Paul sa church sa Thessalonica. And let me read to us our future hope. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Ito po ang word ni Lord for the Thessalonians, na kung saan they were awaiting for their future hope. So dito, it's clear. Our future hope, yung pong the coming of the Lord. Sa makatwid, yung pagbabalik ng ating Panginoon para po sa atin. Now, alam naman po natin na ito pong pagbabalik ng Panginoon, it's sure, pero hindi po natin alam kung kailan. Pero what's important is that we know the Lord will come for us. In fact, ito nga po yung isa po sa mga dahilan bakit po si Apostle Paul isinulat po niya yung 1 and 2 Thessalonians so that ma-establish po niya yung proper theology of the return of the Lord. That's why we are hopeful. Tayo po ay expectant. Tayo po ay confident sa pagbabalik po ng ating Panginoong Jesus para po sa atin. That's why yung pong coming of the Lord, na-discuss po yan ni Pastor Alfred sa ating pong 9 a.m. online worship service. Today, I would like to share to us the practical application of our present situation as we wait for the return of the Lord. Kaya po, ito po ang gusto po natin gawin, no? Huwag po tayong mag-focus dun sa signs of the coming of the Lord. Instead, we would like to focus on the Lord and His instruction for us as we live every day. That's why mahalaga po, no? Mamuhay po tayo naaayon doon po sa nais ng Panginoon para sa atin. And ngayon pong hapon, pag-aaralan po natin yan sa 1 Thessalonians 4 at ating pong aalamin paano po tayo mamuhay through the life of the Thessalonians na naaayon po yan sa nais ng Lord. Bago po tayo magpatuloy, tayo po isumandaling manalangin. Panginoong Diyos, kami po ay nagpapasalamat muli sa hapong ito. Salamat sa inyong mga salita. Indeed, in your words, we find hope. So I pray that you instill in our hearts hope today as we hear your word. Lord, pinagkakatiwala po namin ang pagpapahayag ng inyong mga salita. Madakila po kayo sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. So let me read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to live and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more, for you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Ito po, na sinabi po ni Paul, makikita po natin paano po tayo mamumuhay na naaayon sa nais ng Panginoong Jesus para sa atin. And that word is to please God. Sa Tagalog po, ito po yung mamuhay na kalugod-lugod sa Panginoon. Nais po natin na mapasaya ang Lord sa ating pong buhay. Nais po natin, Lord, na malugod siya sa buhay po natin. And in fact, ito nga po yung sinabi po ni Paul sa Thessalonians, the church in Thessalonica, na ipinapamuhay na po nila ang pag-please kay Lord, no? Yung maging kalugod-lugod sa Panginoon. Ngayon, ang hinihiling ni Paul ay ipag-ibayuhin po nila yung pamumuhay na kalugod-lugod sa Lord. That they will continue to please God in their lives. And I believe that is the same message for us today. Our future hope, the coming of the Lord. But today, presently, as we walk with God every day, our goal is to please God. In fact, di ba tayo po, we are pleased. Tayo po ay masaya. Tayo po ay natutuwa pag tayo po ay nakatanggap ng GCash. Di ba? Pag tayo po ay nakareceive ng surprise food delivery. Tayo po ay nakatanggap po ng voucher na kung saan, di ba? Ma-avail natin yung free shipping ng ating pong bibilhin online. Yan. So, ito po, di ba? We are pleased. In fact, everybody lives to please somebody. Baka ikaw, maybe ikaw magaling magluto sa bahay. E naisip mo, magluto ka ng isang espesyal na ulam na putahe, di ba? Para sa mahal mo. Sa bahay ninyo, sa pamilya ninyo, no? So naghanda ka because gusto mo na mapasaya sila. You wanna please your family. O ikaw naman, 'di ba? Ikaw yung tipo na magaling kang mag-ayos, you are organized, you are naglilinis ka ng bahay. So ginawa mo talagang excellently yung paglilinis dahil nais mo na mapaligaya, mapasaya. 'Di ba? You wanna please the people in your family. So again, May mga iba diyan, no? Minamasahe yung mga kasama nila sa bahay because alam po natin, 'di ba, yung mga body pains natin. Okay, pag minasahe po natin, 'di ba? It relieves the body pains. So ito po yung mga, of course, these are the few of the many others that we can do to please. But sabi po ni Paul, pleasing God, if we want to live a life na naaayon po sa nais ni Lord, as we wait for the future hope, then we need to please God. Pleasing God should be the highest motivation of our Christian life. In fact, Paul was an example of a life who pleased God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, ito po ang sinabi po ni Paul. Even so, we speak not as pleasing men, but God, who tried our hearts. Si Paul, when they were persecuted sa Ephesus, they left Ephesus, they went to Thessalonica in obedience to God para po sila ay magplant ng church for 3 weeks. And for the 3 weeks, na-birth po yung church sa Thessalonica. And sabi po ni Paul, he obeyed God at the same time, he pleased God. So, posible po, no? Na pwede po tayo mag-obey kay Lord, pero hindi po tayo pleasing sa Kanya because our hearts are far away from Him. Our hearts are not right with God. But Paul, with his heart was to obey and he pleased God because the Bible says God tested their hearts. And so, as we please God, nais po natin na ang motivation for us to please God is that we love God. Alam ko po, tayo po na nanonood ngayon dito. Tayo po nakasama dito sa worship service. Lahat po tayo, mahal po natin si Lord, right? So it's our love for God that enables us to please the Lord with our hearts. Kaya po, pag mahal po natin si Lord, magbabago po ang takbo ng buhay natin. Our hearts now is to please God. Mamuhay po tayo na naaayon sa Kanyang nais sa atin. So ngayong hapon, I would like to share to us two important ways that we can please the Lord. First, the first one is here, live pure and holy. Yan, live pure and holy. In verse 3 of 1 Thessalonians 4, ito po ang sinulat ni Paul sa Thessalonians, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. Okay, so the key word is sanctification. Ano po ba yung sanctification? Ito po yung proseso of advancing in holiness. Di ba, tayo po, nais po natin mamuhay sa kalooban ng Lord. The way for us to live in the will of God is to be sanctified, to be set apart. We are called, we are made holy, we are to live holy lives. And alam niyo po, dito po sa letter ni Paul to the Thessalonians, he used 6 verses to address the importance of living pure and holy to God. In fact, sabi nga po dito, no? It says here, to live pure and holy is to abstain, no? Abstain from sexual immorality. Sa Tagalog, lumayo po tayo sa sexual na immoralidad. Why? Because God has called us to be holy or sanctified. No, we are sanctified, or the word sanctification. Ito po yung, pag sinabi kasi natin sanctification, ito po yung progressive transformation po na ginagawa ng Lord sa ating lahat for us to be more and more into His likeness. We conform into the likeness or to the nature of God. The nature of God is holy. We are to be holy. That's why immorality, sabi po ni Paul sa kanila, is not pleasing to God. In fact, the word sexual immorality is so broad, no? And it involves all forms of illegitimate sexual pleasures. So, why? You know, if you look at sex was created by God. And sex is exclusive in the bounds of marriage. So, sex is only for the husband and the wife. So, sex outside that marriage or sex before that marriage is not pleasing to God. Alam niyo po, the culture of Thessalonica during their day, during the time of Paul, ito pong mga new believers, these new Christians from that place, Thessalonica, they just came out from this gross idolatry. And ito pong idolatrous worship po ay it has little or no moral restraint, no? Especially in the matters of sex. In fact, yung pong prostitution during their time, it was very prominent in their religious life because as they worship these gods, ang kasama po doon is the use of temple prostitutes. That's why Paul was directly addressing this issue to them because his heart was for them to live holy and pure as they wait for the return of the Lord. Yung pong climate in the Roman Empire during their time, no, it was not really healthy. So, in fact, no, if you try to look at their situation according to theologians, yung pong pagan environment, was sexual looseness was so evident, no, hindi lang po nila pinapractice yung immorality, they are encouraging it in their culture. That's why Paul has to remind these Christian believers in the church, in the Thessalonica, that they have to avoid immorality. Why? Because they are now new in God. They are now in Christ. Their new nature says they are to live holy. Alam nyo, yung kanila pong atmosphere or environment of immorality during their time ay hindi po nalalayo sa ating panahon ngayon. In fact, in our day and age, mas high-tech na po ang immorality. Because now, you can experience immorality in the internet. There's this popular word that maybe narinig na po natin, yung cybersex. Cybersex says, there's this sexually stimulating conversation in the internet. And in fact, these are so gross that they even talagang pinapakita po yung kanilang mga private parts, no? And there are many pornographic sites in the internet. So hindi po tayo nalalayo. Especially now, no? That we are at home, most people are having their phones and laptops using the Wi-Fi and the internet. So ang dami po mga possibility for us to be able to commit immorality. You know, in this pandemic, self-care is so glaring. Lahat po tayo may vitamins sa bahay, may alcohol, may face mask, may face shield. Lahat po ng mga essentials ngayon, talagang kinukuha po natin because we want to take good care of ourselves. If we want to take good care of ourselves spiritually, then we are to live pure and holy by avoiding sexual immorality. In fact, sabi po ni Paul, sa verse 4 of that chapter, no, in 1 Thessalonians 4, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. So, control your body, sabi ni Paul. Kasama po dyan yung ating pong mga mata. Right? So, when we are in the internet, at tayo po, no, napatingin tayo sa isang sexual sexually tempting site, maybe in YouTube or in many other sites, huwag na po tayong tumitig. Huwag na po tayong magbabad. Let's bounce off our eyes from that place or i-delete na po natin yung site na yon. And in fact, Paul said here, no, to the Gentiles, sabi niya, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. Alam naman po natin, no, yung mga tao, no, who are outside the Christian faith, siyempre, by nature, they are sinful. And because of that sinful nature, they are, you know, living in that lust, that lustful passion. Pero sabi po ni Paul sa kanila, you know God. Tayong lahat po dito, no, in this worship service, we know God. Amen? You do not just know about God, you know God personally. And because we know God, because we have a relationship with God, then the Bible says we can live in holiness and honor. Jesus addressed the issue of immorality. He said this in Matthew 5:28, "But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Sa makatwid po, ang immorality ay hindi lang po isang pagkilos o paggawa, nagsisimula po sa puso. If we have a lustful intent in our hearts as we look at the internet or as we look at the neighbor through our windows, the Bible says we are already committing adultery. That's why let's guard our hearts. Amen? Let's live pure and holy every single day as we wait for the return of the Lord. Because we know na yung pong kasalanan po ay may consequence, right? Sabi po ni Paul sa verse 6, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. Sa makatwid po, every sin, including sexual sin, has a punishment, has a consequence. Sabi po ni Paul, huwag kayong mag-take advantage sa inyong kapwa, especially to your brother. Si Lord, avenger si Lord. So if there's the first avenger, okay, hindi po si Iron Man, si Lord. God is an avenger. He will punish those who commit sin. Why? We know God is a just God. Kaya po, tayo pong lahat dito, kayang-kaya po natin layuan ang sexual na immoralidad. Why? Because verse 7 says, For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Alam nyo, Satan will come and tempt us. Tutuksuhin tayo ng Diablo. And we can say to Satan these very words. Sabihin natin, Satan, tinutukso mo ako. Sabi ni Lord sa kanyang salita in 1 Thessalonians 4:7, for God has not called me to be impure or for impurity, but in holiness. Sabihin natin yan sa demonyo. God has called us not for impurity, but in holiness. Now, Paul begins to conclude the importance of avoiding immorality and living pure and holy before God. He says in verse 8, therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God who gives His Holy Spirit to you. Sa madaling sabi po, if we reject in abstaining from sexual immorality, we are rejecting the call to live pure and holy. If we are rejecting in abstaining from sexual immorality, then we are rejecting God Himself. But what is important here is this. God, the Bible says, gives us His Holy Spirit. Alam niyo po, maybe as you are hearing this message today and you are struggling with lust, I would like to encourage you that you can be set free, you can be delivered from the power of that lust because the Holy Spirit of God is in you. God can set you free by the power of His Holy Spirit. The instruction was, lumayo sa immorality. And the enablement for us to do it is the power of the Holy Spirit that God has given us. Amen? So, we please God as we live pure and holy and wait for His return. And the second way for us to please God is found in verses 9 and 10 and 11. And that is, love the church community. I believe nabanggit na po yan sa mga previous weeks. But Paul gave us a further application to loving the church community. Verses 9 to 11. Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you. For you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. For that indeed is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more. Alam po natin, yung distinctive characteristics ng mga Thessalonians were the following. Faith, love, and hope. Yan po yung katangian po nila. And ginagawa na po nila yung pagmamahal sa kapwa, no? Especially to the church community. Sabi nga po ni Paul, do it more and more. And what's encouraging about brotherly love is this type of really friendship love, no? Deep affection as in close friendship. Kaya po, sabi po ni Paul, in-encourage niya po sila, no? Tinuruan na kayo ni Lord, you have been taught by God. In fact, it reminds me of Romans 5:5, which says, hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Praise God for the Holy Spirit. God gave us the Holy Spirit for us to love one another in a brotherly love. And now, in verse 11, we can see here the application of that brotherly love for the church community. It says, and to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands as we instructed you. The idea of aspire or ambition, di ba? It's the idea of striving eagerly to consider it an honor. Now, sabi po dito, to aspire to live quietly. Di ba hindi po yan, hindi ba yan contradictory? Diba? If you aspire, if you are ambitious, you are full of energy and zeal and passion for you to reach that ambition, right? But here, you strive what? You aspire to be quiet. Parang, alam mo na, it's a contradictory. But the point of living quietly is this. It's about being at rest. It's having about restful life. And the emphasis of being quiet is quietness of the mind and the heart. It's an inner peace that enables men to be sufficient through faith in Christ. So, yung po mga Thessalonians, Paul was addressing this somehow because they were restless sa kanila pong paghihintay malamang sa pagdating muli, pagbabalik ng ating Panginoon sa kanila, no? Sa atin. But you know, today in our time, maybe some of us here, we are restless because of anxiety, because of the pandemic, because of fear, because of lack, because, you know, restless because of depression. Guess what? Paul said in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends or surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What we can do to address restlessness is for us to be able to pray, sabi po ni Paul. And that's what, yun na po yung ginagawa po natin. Ang nakaka-encourage po, no, na in our every week prayer and worship night where people are giving their requests and we are praying for those requests and we are rejoicing dun sa mga answered prayers, I believe there is rest that God is giving to all of us. Rest in our hearts and rest in our minds. May mga nakausap po ako in the past weeks, no, sa mga victory groups, and nakaka-encourage lang po na malaman na when victory groups gather together, kahit online, nagkakamustahan, nagpapanalanginan, nagkakaroon po talaga ng rest in their hearts and their minds. In fact, sabi nga po ng isa, no, Pastor, alam mo yung prayer, that's the least that we can do for us to be able to love the church community. And so, alam mo, ginawa po namin, may mga kasama po kami sa victory groups po namin na nagkasakit. We extended that love by sending a food delivery to them, or medicines to them, or vitamins to them. Yan po yung ginawa po namin. And thank God, ginagawa na po natin. So, pag-ibayuhin lang po natin yung ating pong pagmamahalan sa isa't isa, no? And sometimes, even at home, di ba, we have more time with our loved ones, and kahit po kasama po natin yung ating mga pamilya sa bahay, sometimes may mga kiskisan pa rin, di ba? There are relational misunderstandings. Amen po ba? Ako lang po ba yun? Guess what? If we want to have a restful mind, striving or aspiring to live quietly because we love the church, it means that we are to be what? To release forgiveness, to pursue reconciliation in our misunderstandings. And so, the idea to aspire to live quietly for us to love the church community is this: being at peace with ourselves and being at peace with others in the church community. Pangalawa, sabi po ni Paul, no? Another application, mind your own affairs. Or sa ibang translation, attend to your own business. So in other words, kailangan po natin ng tinatawag na order. There has to be an order in the home. We need to take good care of our own affairs. Be responsible. And when Paul said this about minding your own affairs, he was giving them a warning. Yung po mga Thessalonians, the warning was, huwag kayong makialam. Don't interfere, don't meddle in the affairs of others. Na pastor, di ba tayo, concerned naman tayo sa ating mga kapatiran sa church? Of course. Concerned po tayong tulungan sila, amen. We are concerned to extend help, but we don't want to interfere in their own affairs. So kaya po, as we build relationship with the church community, we do not decide for other people. We give suggestion, but we do not impose to them what we have in mind, right? As long as they're open for ministry and help, then we minister and help them. Hindi po tayo nag-i-impose. We do not force ourselves into their lives. We respect them because the idea of minding your own affairs is to show concern, but not interfere. The third application to loving community is work with your hands. Work with your hands. Alam niyo po, during their time, dahil nga po excited po sila, they were anticipating to, sa pagbabalik po ng Panginoong Jesus. May mga Thessalonians na talagang nag-quit na sila sa kanilang mga trabaho. They already quit. Nag-quit na sila. And now, they're just idle and lazy, waiting for the return of the Lord. At sila po ay umaasa na lang, no? Okay? They are now dependent on the support of the church. Eh, paano pag yung inaasahan nila na magsusupport sa kanila, hindi na nila masustain yung sarili lang pamilya, di ba? So, that means to say, these Thessalonians who quit their jobs, they used to be a blessing to the church, but now they became and a burden to them, no? To the church. And Paul said, you know, you work with your hands, because Paul reminded them that he was an example of hard work. Let me read in 1 Thessalonians 2:9. Sabi po ni Paul sa kanila, "For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We work night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God." So Paul was encouraging them, magtrabaho tayo. Because he knew the implications of idleness and laziness. That's why sabi po ni Paul dito, even in Ephesians 4, no? Sabi po niya sa Ephesians 4:28. Let me read. Here, sabi dito, "Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need." So, yung pong ating pagtatrabaho, mga kapatid, ay hindi lang po isang pagpapala sa atin, but God can use that as a channel for us to be a blessing to those who are in need. Now, of course, that's our responsibility, right? To extend help. Pero po, hindi lang po yun, no? Meron din po tayong responsibilidad na hindi po tulungan yung ating pong kapatiran if they refuse to work. Because ayaw po natin na maging dependent sila po sa atin. Dependent sila. And so, part of our help to love the church community is to help those na walang work, tulungan po natin sila na maghanap ng trabaho or instruct them to look for a job. In fact, I've heard of many stories, no, in the pandemic ngayon na nawalan po ng trabaho, nag-shift, nag-explore ng iba. From dating events, ang ginagawa ngayon po, supplier na po ng mga karne. So, you know, there can be many possibilities for us to still find a work even in challenging times. Kaya po, especially kung tayo po pa rin ay able, malakas po ang ating pangangatawan, pwede pa tayong kumilos at magtrabaho, gawin po natin. And so, Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "For even when we were with you, we would give you this command, if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat." Kaya po, importante po yung trabaho. Why? Because for our provision as well. So si Paul, sinasabi po niya, kailangan maintindihan nyo, huwag kayong mag-quit ng trabaho kasi gusto ni Lord maging self-supporting kayo, maging productive kayo sa ating bayan. So, ano po yung idea ng working with your hands? Being productive and being independent. Amen? And so, with all these three applications of aspiring to live quietly and the idea of minding our own business and working with our hands, pag ginawa po natin to tuloy-tuloy, the Bible says in verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 4, "So that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody." Wow! In other words, imagine nyo po, no? If we are loving the church community, working with our hands, hindi po tayo nakikialam, we are at peace with ourselves and with others, yung po mga hindi Kristiyano, they will begin to get attracted to the gospel through us. Alam nyo po, yung pong testimony natin ay nais po natin pangalagahan. Dahil po, we are like in this big aquarium and these people who are outside the Christian faith, they are watching our lives. Are we walking the talk? So yung po mga hindi po Christians, alam mong hinahanap po nila authenticity. Tunay ka nga ba? Okay? Genuine ka ba? And that's why my prayer to us is that our testimony will continue to be authentic, that our testimony to the outsiders will be a stepping stone for them to come to the gospel and not a stumbling block. At maramdaman po nila yung ating pong pagmamalasakit at pagtulong sa kanila. Amen? Now, as I close this message today, nung itinuro po ni Apostle Paul sa mga Thessalonians, yung pong pagbabalik ng Panginoong Jesus. Ito pong sinabi po niya sa verse 18 ng 1 Thessalonians 4. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. So ano po yung kailangan natin encourage sa ating lahat? Si Lord babalik para sa atin. Di ba nakaka-encourage yun? The Lord will return for us. Ito pa po ang mas encouraging. Sa verse 17, then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. We will always be with the Lord. Yan po yung mas encouraging. So mga kapatid, ano po ba yung ating future hope? Babalik si Lord para sa atin at makakasama po natin ang Panginoon magpakailanman. Habang hindi pa po nangyayari yon, ano po dapat ang ating buhay? Paano po dapat mamuhay na naaayon sa nais ng Lord? Let me give you this last statement. We live to please the Lord as we fix our hope on the day of His return. Amen? Let's just pray right now. Panginoong Diyos, kami po ay nagpapasalamat muli sa inyong mga salita, Panginoon. Salamat, Lord, that you are reminding us to live to please you every day as we wait for your return. So I pray for all of us here, Lord, sa mga kasama po namin sa worship service. If you are here and you know in your heart that you are struggling with lust, I pray right now that the Holy Spirit will begin to set you free and direct you to receive ministry and be free from that in the name of Jesus. If you are idle and restless, I pray right now for the rest of God. And I pray that God will, if you wala po tayong trabaho, I pray that God will open doors for us to have our work. And I pray, Lord, Panginoon, sa amin pong lahat dito, that we would offer our bodies to you. We are your temple. We are to live pure and holy. And that we would pursue loving the church community. In Jesus' name, amen. And lastly, I would like to pray for you. If you have been watching us, you've been watching this service, you've been part of this service, and yet alam mo sa puso mo, the Lord is not yet part of your life, I believe God is inviting you to walk this life with Him. That life of holiness and purity. Life of loving the church. And the first step is to open up your heart and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen? If you are that person, pray this with me. Jesus, binubuksan ko ang aking puso sa oras na ito at ako'y nagpapakumbaba sa inyong harapan. Patawarin niyo po ako sa aking mga kasalanan at sa oras pong ito, inaanyayahan ko po kayo bilang aking sariling Panginoon at tagapagligtas magmula sa araw na ito. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please do contact us with the number flashed on that screen. Or i-message niyo po kami sa comment section, maybe a prayer emoji para po makontak ka po namin at matulungan ka po namin for you to start that right relationship with God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen? So thank you so much. Let's all continue to live holy and pure and love the church community. Well, God bless you. We'll see you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.